You're listening to Microphone Check, hip-hop from NPR Music. I'm Franny Kelly. Goody Mob is a quartet from Atlanta, Georgia, that debuted in 1995, when New York and Los Angeles dominated rap. The group came out of the Dungeon Family, a loose collective of musicians including Outkast and Organized Noize that favors humid production and heady subject matter relayed with flair. Their songs helped establish the South as hip-hop's third coast. Who's that peeking in my window?
Sunday morning, where you eating at? Touch what I never touched before, seen what I never seen before. Woke up and seen the sun, sky high, sky high.
Then, Goody's most idiosyncratic member, CeeLo Green, cannonballed into the mainstream with songs like Crazy and
See you driving around town with the girl I love and I like and fuck you.
CeeLo's pop success put Goody Mob on pause. 7 years after Crazy altered the group's course, they've come back together, they say, as men, with the purpose of rebalancing the total sound and message of rap music, particularly what's coming out of their hometown of Atlanta. All four musicians, CeeLo, Big Gip, Timo, and Cujo, spoke to me and Ali Shaheed Muhammad about the songs their kids listen to, the difference of opportunity for pop musicians compared to hip-hop musicians, and why they named their new album Age Against the Machine. And then they gave me dating advice. You are here with Franny Kelly.
Ali Shaheed Muhammad.
And?
The Goody Mob. What's happening with it?
Yo! Yeah.
It's 2013 and we're here with Goody Mob.
Hey.
That's crazy.
It's a good thing.
It almost sounds surreal to say that.
It does.
It does. It feels like it. It's crazy.
But let's get down to business.
Please.
Maybe. Right. Why Age Against the Machine?
The title?
Yes.
Oh, because it's not rage. It's age because it's experience. And it's not a war of words. Wisdom is a weapon of choice.
Okay.
So at this point in our career, I'm saying after all that we've accomplished, you know, we've become elder statesmen, if you will. And then we've just come back to better the balance, you know, and even a better balance between us personally. It's something that's imperative and it's urgent. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and I believe that information is equality. You know what I mean? Like, so I think it will balance the playing field. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay. Hmm.
I feel like the theme for Goody Mob has been consistent.
Yes.
Since Soul Food. Like,
most certainly.
You know, like, trying to make the difference. You guys are 18 years into the music business and seen a whole lot, done a whole lot. So, you know, when you come with this album, how do you really make that impact?
Well, it's no different from Yasha. The Native Tongue Collective, it was a conglomerate, a smaller society, you know what I'm saying? Like, but it wasn't a secret society, you know,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, you guys were very outspoken about being eccentric and being original and being individual and unique. It became a mainstay, but there was it was an onslaught of that urban alternative with the Tribe, Black Sheep, Queen Latifah, Jungle Brothers, Done by the Forces of Nature is one of my favorite albums of all time. So was Low End Theory,
too.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, so was Wolf of Sheep's Clothing. You know, so is De La Soul is dead. You feel me? I'm all going back to Lakim Shabazz. Like, I could just, I'm a true head. And it's really about culture and reminding. We've got so much access, internet-wise. I mean, like, so much access to, you know, our past, present, and future. But nobody goes back. Nobody remembers. And I think we're just coming to a close in the day. And I want to make sure that I drive some points home. Q&A is very, very important to me because these quotes, these ideals, you know, and these forums here are where it's truly immortalized. You know, songs, music, some of these things are dismissible. You know what I mean? Like, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but what you state and what you stand for here, you know, at the round, you know what I mean? Like, this will last, you know?
Absolutely. So let's go for a song like Valleluya.
Yeah.
So, like, what was going on?
Okay, I know I've talked enough to come into it, so I want to let either Cujo T or the OG Big Gip speak, and then I guess we all can answer that. Yeah, the teacher, yeah.
It is my favorite song,
man.
Yes, talk about it.
Really, it just, to me, it depicts, you know, our journey, you know, as a group and where we've come from and, you know, how we started and, you know, some of the trials and tribulations that life has taken us through. You know what I mean?
Uphill battle, huh?
Yeah, it's been an uphill battle straight up.
You can sell your soul in the black market, and ironically, everyone that's black is the target. The real hunger games, the real hunger pains, but I still made it to the top where many are trying to die, going to find there's a valley on the other side. When you're in the valley, the mountain top seems so very high. So at
to me, that song kind of depicts faith and just how believing that, you know, you can get a certain place, you can get to that mountaintop. Just like, you know, the king had a dream, you know, the mob got a dream too of acquiring certain accolades in this game. And I just feel like with all the work we put in, it's time for us to get our just due.
I'm glad you said that you guys have a dream, because my first question was, do you guys still dream? And I asked that, you know, I want to kind of stay on the Age Against the Machine, but I thought about that only because the start of Soul Food was Free.
Right.
I think any artist dreams. You know, if you're not a dreamer, then it's a problem. Where you guys are right now, what is the dream?
Like, you know, Valleluya, you know, being in the valley literally is that common ground. It's like, you know, it's where we all begin. You feel me? But, you know, this is where we have to become really technical, like, you know, and very brutally honest in saying that all men are not created equal, all artists aren't created equal, maybe equal in opportunity, but not equal in ability. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, or equal in aspiration. Mm. You know, some people don't want it bad enough, and I believe that life in general, art or otherwise, is directed and driven by what you desire. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really, what do you want? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and for apparently with the artists of today, we want no responsibility.
So are you then, you know, directing some of this record to, you know, your peers and your contemporaries?
Definitely, and I mean, because we need to be able to share the space. This is a timeshare, you feel me? you know, and so, you know, but we want to be a window of opportunity in the smoking section. Mm. Can you dig it? And you know what they say about the smoking section. The smoking section is certain death. It's certain death, because not only are you smoking your own cigarette, you're getting somebody else's secondhand smoke. You're doomed. You feel me?
Absolutely.
So, and to answer your first question, yes, you can dream. And it is possible to dream with your eyes open.
So what do you guys dream after 18 years? And, you know, Age Against the Machine, you putting that out, like...
That's a dream come true. Okay. That's August 27th, a dream come true on that album. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure you have more than one.
Yeah, of course. The dream is to uplift the culture now. Instead of it just being something you can just go buy and, you know, put it in your car, you're done with it, go get another CD, you're done with it. I mean, because at the end of the day, people are pouring their lives into the music. You know what I mean? That's what soul is. You pour on your hurt, your happiness, everything you've been through in life. You put that into your music to make it real, you know what I mean? Mm. And some people, they don't want to be real. They just really want to be out here just to get the fast bread, the women, and all the other material stuff. You really can't take with you when you're gone. But once you come of age, like Age Against the Machine, you know that we know that we're standing for the civil rights of hip-hop right now. Mm.
So needed.
Mm. It's imperative. It's urgent. You know what I mean? Like, you know, when we talk about community, you know, we go back in, you know, as a rescue unit, if you will. Like, you know, like, we were initially going to name the album Salvation Army. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. We even got this one. Yeah, I was doing a song called Salvation Army, but it didn't make the album. You know, and I say that not to say that we wish to be mortals. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, you know, but, you know, even us being coordinated, man, like, you know, we consider this to be wardrobe. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? Like, you know, dress for battle. You know
it
mean?
Felt
like,
good know? Seeing you guys. This is my first sight. I was like, oh, yeah.
Like, but can we describe
when we talk
for
about
our
the
audience
community on fire, go ahead.
What everybody's wearing right now?
Oh, we're wearing
fresh. This is
black and gold. Black and gold mob attire. So these are these are actually the first mock-ups of a clothing line that we're working on collectively. So, you know, we're just kind of spreading our wings, but they so fly. I couldn't wait to wear them. So yo, let's wear them.
Black and it's sweat, cool, man. Gold, like, glitter is what,
know,
I see.
You know, it's an act of selflessness. You know, like, you know, we kind of call it the private school approach. You know what I mean? Like, you know, we are all, you know, in equal understanding, you know, of a certain class and curriculum. You know what I'm saying? Like, we are an alumni. So, like, you know.
And it speaks unity without even saying anything.
Right. Yeah. And it's also a disclaimer. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, there's more of us. Ain't no I am mob. Mm-hmm.
And so how did you guys come together now? I mean, Gip, you said...
How do we come together?
Babies always get in the way.
Well,
that was
the
delay.
No, I think it was just the time that, you know, we all started doing, like CeeLo said, we had started, and T said, we had started working on the album, I think about a new album, I think it was 2005, 2006. Mm-hmm. At this time, when we started working on the album for the first time, Lo had got music from Danger Mouse. So in the same week that we started working on the new Goody Mob album, CeeLo got the new music from Danger Mouse. And he recorded Crazy.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
After he recorded Crazy, he went to Europe. Me and Joe and T and all of us, we continued to make music because he was like, yo, bro, I got to go and do this right quick. And we was just glad that we had just been able to go back in the studio as us and get here, all the media, all the friends.
Notice he said right quick, but it ended up being... because no one knew what to expect. And at the time, I was a free agent. I mean, like, so, like, mm-hmm. We were doing the new Goody Mob album. I was doing... It's what became Gnarls Barkley. And I did a project that was shelved with a producer, Jazzy Faye, out of Atlanta called Happy Hour. And it never came out. But I was doing all three of those projects at the time. Mm-hmm. Continue, OG. I'm sorry.
And then once he left, that's when we had gotten to really, as a group and as men, sit in the studio and started conceptually putting together Goody Mob. So anything that was a past problem, we resolved that. When he left to go to Europe, we was cool, you know, and even the time that it took us to get back together to redo it, to finish the album or start the album again, we had been talking the whole time. He had been throwing concepts back and forth, and we all just stayed in contact. So we kept moving, you know, we kept doing what we were doing, but we already had made our commitment to come back and do Goody Mob.
What was it that, you know, brought that commitment? Because I know I'm trying... as we do this microphone check, not to talk about my experience so much, you know, but I feel like it's, you know, if you don't have a sense of purpose, then it does. There's no point. And that's just my personal feeling.
That's the sense of purpose, because we're sitting in Atlanta and we're watching what our not being active in what we helped build, what it turned into. See, like the scene and the music of Atlanta, everything that we fought for as far as having to come to New York first and get booed for y'all, yeah. having to come up here and people say, I don't understand your dialect. Your music will never get played on the radio up here. We went and fought all the battles for all of the ones that came after us.
Right. Yeah.
That once we, you know, it's still funny when I get off the plane and we get off the plane and we can hear Southern rap on New York like it sounds like Atlanta here, you know what I mean? And they don't even understand when it wasn't like that.
So,
you know,
is everyone here fathers? Are you all fathers?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Whose child is the oldest, and what's the oldest age?
Gibb got the oldest.
Mm-hmm. What's your oldest?
Chief size.
17.
17. So, what is your 17-year-old listening to?
When she's in L.A. she listens to a lot of rock music and a lot of soul music.
Okay.
Now, when she's in Atlanta, it's totally ratchet. So it's like, it's depending on where she is. If she's in L.A., she's on some Valley Girl, soft rock, anything like that, Bruno Mars, that kind of thing. She get to Atlanta, man, it's Migos. And
so what do you want, you know, the 17-year-old to get out of father time?
Get the patriarch, the founder, the forefather, initiator, the forebearer, your predecessor, the architect, and now author. I sponge your son, informed your aunt, better yet your clergy mom. Used to stick your chest out, son, cause I was your father. Gave you pride about the south side, cause I was your father. Used to listen to the tape pop and roll your quarter. Let me slow down and state some facts. I put chrome in my mouth, they used to call me Jaws. I'm in the
you cannot be who you need to be until you can understand who you want to become. That's all I want people to understand about father time.
You tell them, man, you ain't got to grow up, but you got to grow older.
Yeah, I know where you come from, too.
Got to.
It's like these kids, it's more followers out here, no leaders. Where the leaders? No leaders. As soon as a trend, as soon as these kids see something on TV, I think when we grew up, as soon as we saw something new, we were looking to start something else new. These kids look whatever people do every night on the internet and instantly bite it. That was rule number one in our hip-hop book. Mm. No biting. Mm. But since there's no rules anymore, like brother say, it's anarchy.
All y'all are biters. All y'all moves are whack. Y'all know where that come from? Yeah. That's B Street.
B Street, yeah. And Lil Lee.
That's why right now, music itself is suffering, especially urban music. There, in a minute, it will be no urban department. It will be just pop music. And once this shit turn to all pop, man, we doomed, man. Because that's nothing but fantasy, plastic, and not real.
Fantasy at its finest. But then let's talk about that. Let's talk about real and make-believe. Because it ain't fake. Hmm. Okay, so let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. You know, like, let me think of a cool pop song. Let's listen how they set up the Bruno Mars version. You repeat that cadence twice, then, and I'm shouting out because I love this record. Treasure, you feel me? But then they going to make Meek Mill rap his heart out for free. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, 30 bars, you know what I'm saying? Like, for free on a mixtape, you know what I'm saying? Like, to get hot. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and then you get the major deal off of the acknowledgement of a talent, but then we have lost the art of song structure and conceptualizing complete thoughts as far as albums, long play, you know what I mean? Like, events, epic sagas, you know what I mean? You feel me?
So where you guys are now in the album as it is a whole, like, what's up with I'm Set?
Man, I'm Set for me, it's like little brother coming back in, ushering in the OGs and just really letting the people know that don't know T-Mo, Cujo, or Big Gip, and just really introducing us again.
Rub shoulders with burner totals on both coasts. Deep ties with both sides on both coasts. My walk, my talk, got G in it. The Gip kind of long, keep the B in it. The mob keep the funky, keep the B in it. Holy war, we believe it.
It was a real hard track, man. CeeLo came up with the idea for it, and it just really looks like our theme music. We're like heroes to some people out here in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, Globe. So heroes need theme music.
I'm Set for me is saying I cannot, will not go any further alone. You know what I'm saying? Like, I stop here, I go back, you know what I'm saying? Like, and we go forward. You feel me? And so it's selfless. Because I don't shout myself out in the hook. For anybody who hasn't heard I'm Set, the hook says, I'm Set, what up? I got Joe, I got Mo, and I got OG Gip. I'm Set.
I got Joe, got Mo, got OG Gip, and I'm Set.
It's just crew love, you know what I mean? Like, you know, and the set is slang for gang.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I'm saying? Like, you feel me?
Yeah.
And the so set great. Is, you know, and the set is where it goes down. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's action on the set. You know, so either it's quiet on the set, you feel me?
I'm really happy that you guys are back together. This album, it's different in terms of it's not following anything, but I don't ever think y'all did. You know, there's a lot of freedom in your music, and there's a lot to hope for. You know, there's a lot to fight for.
Can we talk a little bit about, like, what it was like? Because you said that you got back in the studio, like, as men.
Mm-hmm.
Was there anything different about being together as men now, like, as compared to when you made Soul Food?
Well, I just think we were younger, fresh out the streets, still kept a lot of negative influences around us, and we had to learn by trial and error what was good and what was bad for us. Us being me and them, we can dead problems or see situations before it happens, you know what I mean? Before something agitates us to have to relieve ourselves of the situation, we could see it coming and have that conversation. You know, when you're young, you just kind of go off emotions. Yeah. And I think all of us as men, now that we got kids, it helps us have to sit back and think about what we're going to say before we say it. We carry ourselves a little bit different.
Our circles are small, it's sucker free, and the grass cut low. A snake can't even sneeze.
Much more strategic and calculated, definitely.
And think about it, most of us, we were taught hip hop from men.
That's right.
The Message, Melly Mel, those were men. Mm. Grandmaster, I mean, hey man.
True.
All them were men. Mm. You know, from Dougie Fresh, he was a man. From Curtis Blow, they were men. They weren't little kids doing music. So that's why I feel like we were inbred with it. We can't change it. I don't know how to do a kid song.
Me either.
I don't know how to do it. It was, for a long time, it was hard for Goodemar to even go in the studio and think about making a club song. It's like, club song? And especially when you listen to Chuck D, have your teenage career, which that was me. I listened to Chuck. I learned more from Chuck D than I learned from school at the time. You know, like I learned, I didn't know who Minister Farrakhan was until I heard him say it. So to learn that much stuff from a person like Chuck D, it is very, very hard to revert your mind to an adolescent way of thinking when you're making a record. For when A&R tells you, aren't you gonna make anything for the kids in the club? Nope, I don't know how to. I don't know how to revert my thinking.
And see, it's veiled, like, you know, it's not worded that you're making music for an adolescent or you're being adolescent, you know what I'm saying, in your action. It's like try to make it more accessible.
Hmm. Yeah, which gets complicated because sometimes that also means for the ladies.
Exactly.
Because I have always respected and appreciated the way that you guys talk about women in your songs and the way that they are characters. But, you know, you talk about, like, it's all men. Like, every name you just said was a male name.
Mm-hmm.
So you're being taught by men how to talk about women, how to treat women. Or you are men.
Mm-hmm.
So this is how you treat women.
Yes.
I'm saying, how did you learn?
How did I learn?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's just a Southern upbringing. You know, I just think that's something that's aligned and was given to us when we could walk,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Respect thy grandmother, respect thy mother, even before the father, you know.
Now, I was just gonna say, man, I mean, we're from really good upbringings too. You know, that's the blessing of our lives. All us are from some well-balanced homes and some good back, some good rearing growing up, some good discipline growing up. So we knew better, you know what I mean, coming
got
into this. We got slapped in the mouth. My mama straight punched me straight in my mouth. I come out the wrong way, you know what I mean? She let me know, you know what I mean? Like, your dad not here, I'm the man of the house, you know what I mean? So don't think that we don't have a respect for women or we don't understand, you know, how to treat a woman. You know, in our music, you know, we definitely have a reverence for that. You know what I mean?
No, she said we did.
Oh,
she was just asking how did we learn that? Where did we get it from?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Just from growing up with a good background. So you know that unseen hand by you, but I saw it though.
Yeah, and I want to. Women are precious, and something like you know, we love women.
And in keeping the community, you can't just be speaking to like you know, one group.
Definitely. No, we speak to everybody.
Yeah, no doubt.
I think we have a song on the album this time that I think should open up a lot of conversation, you know, because I mean all women are precious, but you know we've only spoken on one.
Yeah.
But let's see how you take it when we speak on another.
We're talking about understanding.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you was hearing there, honey child.
You like that?
That's what you wanted to know something about. Oh.
This time in history, women move just like men.
Yes.
I know.
Women went just like how women used to say, oh, men ain't y'all got 3-4 on the side. Guess what? In 2013, women got 3-4 too.
Mm. Listen,
I'm trying to put some distance in between things. Damn, it's a dream team. Nothing anyone should have to hurt for. But tell me, who does number two work for? I know you're wondering, what is this? You're so much more than just a mistress. Babe, go get whatever you want on your wish list. But don't ask me about my business. Now with that being said, baby, I love you. She's beside you, not above you. There goes the smile, see, I know you tough. Plus I got a hole underneath you to hold you up.
If we're not going to be honest about one thing, then why should you ask me to be honest about another? Now, if you ask me, do I got another girl, and I tell you, and then you tell me that you want to leave, but you're not going to tell me about your secret relationship, but you're going to hit me with all your concerns, I think it's not fair. You still want a one-sided conversation, and you don't want to be honest about your discrepancies.
Okay. Can I read you something?
Yeah.
Me and my girlfriend are writing a book called Eight Is Enough. And this is a little passage I wrote. You know, because like this is a reoccurring issue. Like it's right on time. She's heard this ring. She loves understanding. But I want to say this too first. Now remember now, us as individuals, we're all our own enterprises, our own establishments. It's like you are your own business. Can you dig it?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to ask yourself, at some point in time, when the load get a little heavy, do you want an intern, an employee, or a partner in your business? And larger corporations have all three.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she said, okay.
Now check it out.
Don't deep on them, like.
Now check it out. I wrote this. And I was trying to write it from a woman, from what I, you know, had gathered from her, a woman, a very strong, successful woman, too. I respect her completely.
Yeah.
I say, you can't be a perfect 10, so why try? No one's a perfect 10, so why lie? I suggest be an 8 at best. Its infinite possibility is a promise you can keep. But of course, he wants what he wants, and that's perfection. But 10 minus 2 equals the figure 8, which is all you can do, and 8 is enough. With this perspective, in this process, you can become the two, which is his temptation and temporary fixation, then resume to the reality of the 8 that you are. Never stop him from searching, never stop him from working, for he will literally grow old with you, and you will look older than you are worrying too much and trying too hard. You said you wanted power, so deal with it. You have entry in and out of his exclusive power, because true power delegates. Now step away from it, look back at it, and appreciate it for what it is, bigger than the both of you, but because of the both of you. Love that it is and that it lives. Look the other way and preach that very same power in the other direction. Become a continuum and a conduit, a pretty little prism that color is comfortable to confide in. You have now sustained his and gained yours. Now turn around to see him disregard himself, for he has been watching your back, literally. They want to take from his power for their own selfish reasons. You have only transferred his power for greater good. It is okay. He can handle them, but he can't mishandle you. Without your outlet you provide, he implodes from too much power. Help him help himself.
Good gracious of life.
How many of your girlfriends want to go out on a date? Hold up.
I'm just, you know, what I get from that, though, you speaking of a unit that consists of 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What you say, Mom? It ain't so bad, now, is it?
I can get on board.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Great answer.
It was simple, but it was a great answer. you can share your man if he told you the truth.
Now I'm going on record, really?
But the truth is, any woman could. It's like if a man could be honest. But like, if they, you know, disclose that truth, you know what I'm saying? If they allow you to know that truth, they can't be so certain that men are gonna act like men about it. You become boys. You know what I'm saying? Like, you give them too much liberty.
She's like, yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, see, that is.
Well.
See, that's what records are supposed to do. Understanding. Create a conversation.
Yeah. I mean, I've learned a lot from you guys over the years. Guess I'll just keep learning more.
I don't want you to feel like we haven't given up on women. Don't you think that, like, you know, the queens that we were talking about on Beautiful Skin, they are still queens, crowned. They are crowned. Trust me.
They just got to share sometime.
On that note, I'm glad we was able to lighten the mood a little bit, man. That's so great, man. Well, check it out, man. It only goes to show how dynamic, how varied, how just multifaceted this album is.
So
y'all come
you,
check
man.
This
thank
album
you.
Out, man. This is the almighty Goody Mobee Heller from Southwest Atlanta, Georgia. Swats. Age Against the Machine. It is done, finalized.
Done, dollar.
Ordained and understood. August 27th.
Okay, we're going on tour August the 24th. We got a book coming out next month, September. CeeLo Green's Everybody's Brother. We also have a TV show called The Good Life on TBS that's coming out. Also, we're going back to Vegas in February
a march at the Rio. CeeLo takes the whole game. We go back and we do the strip once again. We just did it one time this year. First rap group to ever have a show on the strip. You know what I mean? So again, we're going to keep breaking all the rules. Ground,
definitely. Hey, if we keep up this good work, I might be able to afford to pay my intern. Yeah.
Much love, man.
Hey, I gotta tell you, that was the best interview I ever did in my life. Thank y'all for the opportunity. Yeah, that's gonna shine on right there.
Oh my
that
God.
That talk right there, that's gonna shine on.
Shine on.
She got
so happy to see you guys.